Arizona Cardinals football. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Big Red Monday, presented by Sanderson Ford. With Wolf and Luke.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. The Cardinals, a resounding 6-0 through the first month and a half of the season. And one of the guys that played a big role in the win yesterday is Robert Alford. He's joining us now via the 72 Sold Sports Line. Robert, thank you so much for the time. How are you guys feeling right now after the job you just did in Cleveland?
Hey, thanks for having me. We're feeling good, man. We enjoyed the win. We know we have another tough task this weekend. We're waiting to get back to work.
If that's okay, man, how's the body feeling right now?
My body is feeling good, man. I pretty much try to stay on top of it as far as recovery, off days and days like after practice. I try to do a ton of recovery. So far, so good.
Robert, how has that cornerback group been this season? I mean, you know, Byron Murphy takes a step. You're able to play and make some big plays. Marco Wilson's a rookie. A lot of people looked at that position and didn't know what to expect, but you guys have been locked in since day one.
Yeah, I feel like the sky's the limit for that room. With me, Marco, Byron Murphy, Hamilton, Chase. So, I mean, I feel like all of us, we've been solid. Everybody, we know we can depend on each other. And each and every day, we push each other to get better.
Talk a little bit about your season right now, Robert. Obviously, you missed the last two seasons with a serious injury. Talk about this season and how you feel this season and how you think it's going for you.
I'm blessed, man, to be back. Like, as you say, I missed the past two seasons. So I was looking forward to this season. I had a lot to prove, and I feel like I'm doing good so far. I'm just trying to stay on the narrow road and keep this thing going. So far, so good for me.
Talking to Cardinals cornerback Robert Alford. Okay, Robert, I got to ask you about the fourth downs. Teams keep going for it against you. You've stopped the opposition seven times in the last 2 weeks. That's absurd. You guys must be taking pride in that.
Yeah, man. Like I said last night, I had an interview, man. When teams go for it on fourth down, it's like a slap in the face of us on defense, and we take pride, like you say. When it's fourth down, I mean, we feel some type of way, and we know that we have to win that down. We come away with takeaway, or we come away with a stop that's just like a takeaway. So at the end of the day, long as we winning those downs, we feeling good. But of course, when they do go for it, we feel some type of way. We feel like we've been slapped in the face.
Robert, could you talk to us about that fourth down play, that pass defense that you had? It was, I mean, they targeted you, went after you, and yet you made the play. Take us through that play, if you would.
Right. It was a nice call. A nice call by Vance and the team. They had us in cover zero, so it was man-to-man across the board. And Odell tried to run a dart play, which we went over in practice or whatnot. And I just had to play my technique correctly and drive the ball in. I drove the ball, and I was there simultaneously when the ball was coming in, and I just reached my hand in and knocked it away.
We're talking to Robert Alford. Robert, you mentioned Vance Joseph. I mean, this is his third year as the team's defensive coordinator. It feels like he has just delivered a monster performance in that role this year, and he's done this in the past. I mean, he was a head coach in this league before, but what does Vance like to play for you guys?
Man, it's fun, man. You learn it each and every day. From Vance, man. Vance is a very smart defensive coordinator. He's very strict about the fundamentals at cornerback and at any position on defense. So just being able to play with Vance, man, is really a blessing in the skies for me. Like you said, he's coached a lot of DBs, as far as J. Joe and the rest of those guys that was Pro Bowlers. So for me to be under his belt and just learning from a guy like Vance is very helpful for me.
Robert, how did it feel to get that pick? How did that feel to you, brother?
Oh, man, that felt good, man. been out for 2 years, man, not having no picks and just sitting back and just watching other guys, like, get picks here and there. It felt real good just to get that one, because, like they always say, once you get that one, they all just start rolling in. So now I'm just looking forward to the to the rest of them that God is going to bless me with.
Right, Robert. Can you take me through that once again, exactly what happened on that play? I'd love to get into the details.
I think the guy that I was on was running the dig, and I just stayed high like Coach Greg had said. And Baker, he overthrew it. The ball hit me dead in the numbers. And at that point, all I had to do was just make sure I catch it and get as many yards as I can to not score.
We're talking to Robert Alford. Robert, I don't know if you guys even noticed this stuff, but, I mean, you guys were underdogs going into that game, and there's been a few different times this season, despite the fact that you're 6-0, where it has kind of felt like you've been overlooked a little bit. Do you guys almost thrive when the odds are stacked against you? Because I think most people would have given you a pass had you lost last week with everything that was going on, with Cliff being out and some of your players, and yet you guys played even better.
Of course, man. We already knew coming into it that everybody had us to lose. I mean, even in a couple more games, they had us to lose. But like you say, they give us that mojo, man. That's like bulletin board, what you want to call it, bulletin board
material
activity for us, so,
yeah.
That we can use to get us going. So, yeah, we definitely use that as mojo. And, I mean, I feel like it's good for us to be underdogs, because all it's going to do is keep on pushing us to bring our best out at the end of the day.
You know, on that note right there, Robert, it's one of the things I love about you personally in your game, just watching you play and knowing that you're a dog, a complete dog. You don't mind the prove-it mentality, do you? You don't mind people looking at you saying, hey, Robert, you're going to have to go prove it. You individually and you as a defensive unit, you as a team, you don't mind it when people look at you and say, prove it, right?
Right, of course, man. That's something I love when somebody tells me that I need to prove it at the end of the day, because just coming from my background, man, from high school all the way up to the NFL, I was always an underdog. So I always look at that as a challenge, and it always going to strive for me to be my best at the end of the day.
Robert, do you think that mentality is starting to take over inside that locker room? Do you think that mentality, not just you, not just the defense, but the entire team, this prove-it mentality?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. I feel like all of the guys that we have in this locker room have that prove-it mentality. And that's the thing that makes teams great, when everybody had that proven mentality, because
yep.
Each and every day they're going to give it their all each and every day at practice, and then they're going to show it on Sundays.
Robert Alford, great stuff, man. Great stuff yesterday, too. Congratulations on the win, and good luck against Houston on Sunday, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.